I'm with Jeremy Brown, who's the CEO of Sense Worldwide. Jeremy, how do businesses change their ways to become more social? You've kind of done it over the years, but how do you believe that, that other businesses that perhaps aren't embracing the crowd should do it?
I think one of the key things as business models become leaner and the demand become more agile is it's about opening up. Now, I know that's easier said than done when we are constantly protecting our IP and managing all these sorts of the assets of the business. But one technique that we found particularly powerful at Sense Worldwide is co-creation. And this is the idea of just having different stakeholders, people representing different disciplines, people who are consumers of your product, people who are customers of your business, and getting them all together and getting them aligned and getting them focused on, you know, how do we start to make things better and make better things? And that very simple principle seems to deliver some quite remarkable results. And we have found that the more progressive companies out there, like Vodafone, Nike, Johnson & Johnson, have had some great results working this way with us. And they've continued to embrace these approaches because they realize this is one way of helping them get ahead and stay ahead in an increasingly competitive marketplace.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that the process, the strategic process that you have just outlined finds its way into business processes, into best practice within the organization to become more sociable with consumer audiences?
Well, I mean, absolutely. When you start to look at the early days and the activists, and there's, you know, some great case studies of who did it right and who did it wrong. Mm. Esso did it wrong, BP got it right, maybe not with the oil spill, but before that, you can either push back and resist, or you can embrace and create a platform. And I think it was the CEO of BP who actually invited the activists in on his lawn to have a cup of tea made by his wife. And that's absolutely the way to do it. And I think if you look at the different constituents or the vested interests in a corporation, you've got the consumers, the people that buy your products, you've got the company and the people that work for you, and then you've got the corporate level as well. And so often there is a disconnect between those three different constituents. You know, the consumers are seeing and hearing one thing, and yet the rhetoric at the top of the pyramid is saying another. And I think you can't really hide behind expensive PR spin anymore. You are exposed, so you might as well work with it and use that energy rather than it being forced against you. You turn it for a force for good, and that can be turned towards business advantage as well.
One of the things that BP found, though, is that when they were in their crisis, that social media worked against them, that they had difficulty controlling. Do you think perhaps they, as an organisation, would have needed to think more strategically to embrace social media and manage it more effectively through CRM processes?
Without a doubt. I think when I was referring to them doing it well, that was a number of years ago. I think the spill in the Gulf is a great example of not having the contingency plan in place to include social media, because they could have absolutely have used it again in the right way. And it's not necessarily, they did something wrong, and it's about putting your hand up and saying something hasn't worked out here. But it's that openness and that honesty. And yes, they were getting it in the neck from everyone from the White House right the way through to the activists. But, if you are aware of who those stakeholders are and those constituents and you get the dialogue going, it's much easier to talk to them on an ongoing basis as opposed to when you want to talk to them.
Okay, well, on that note, thanks very much indeed.
That's great.